This is 90.1 KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. Earlier this month, Monterey County registered its first travel-related case of Zika virus, marking a first here on the Central Coast. Now, Santa Barbara County says a resident there also has tested positive. Zika virus is most serious for pregnant women. Dr. Charity Dean is with Santa Barbara County Public Health and joins us on the line to explain the situation further. Dr. Dean, how does your department respond when an infectious disease like this shows up locally?
You know, the Centers for Disease Control is constantly updating their recommendations based on new research. Literally every day or every week, we are getting new information on Zika virus, on what it does to the newborn baby, on what it does to the mother, and that means new recommendations for testing. And so it's our job at public health to really stay on top of that, and I personally am in daily communication with my partners at the state and federal agencies. And so in this case, and in any other case that we might have, Our main role is to coordinate communication between all the different parties involved.
Does having somebody with the virus here locally increase the possibility of the virus being spread through local mosquitoes?
The short answer is yes, it does potentially increase the possibility of local transmission in California. There has not been any local transmission in California from mosquitoes, even though we know those mosquitoes, the Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus, are present in 12 different counties in California. The closest counties to us are Kern and Los Angeles. So in a county that has those mosquitoes present, the way that local transmission would happen is exactly as you described. Someone who is viremic, in other words, has the virus in their blood, gets bitten by one of the mosquitoes, and then, boom, the mosquito is infected. That mosquito doesn't just bite one other person. That mosquito flies around, potentially biting multiple people and spreading Zika.
Zika is not just spread through mosquitoes. There is a sexual component to transmission as well, correct?
There is. You know, Zika is the new sexually transmitted disease, and this is a really important part of Zika that's not being talked about enough. I think the message is out there that pregnant women should avoid travel to countries that have Zika. The message that needs to be out there, in addition to that, is that if a pregnant woman has sexual activity, and I'm including all different types of sexual activity, with someone who's infected, male or female, they can spread the virus, and the pregnant woman can become infected through sexual activity. Right now, the CDC and many researchers are trying to determine how long Zika virus lives in the semen. It is very possible that this virus hangs around in the semen for 6 months, 9 months. We don't know. We know that it's probably there for up to 3 months. And another question is, does it stay in the semen of men who were symptomatic? Or does it also stay in the symptom of men, in the semen of men who never had symptoms?
Clearly, Dr. Dean, pregnant women need to take precautions regarding Zika. But what about men and non-pregnant women? Does the disease cause any long-term health problems in them?
So the correct answer is, we don't know. I'm always hesitant when I'm asked a question about an infectious disease that's still being studied to say, no, it doesn't cause that. It looks right now, based on the data that we have, like Zika virus does not cause serious long-term health effects in non-pregnant individuals. In the majority of non-pregnant individuals, they recover, it's a mild illness, and they don't have any long-term effects. That's what it looks like right now, but again, that research is still underway.
Dr. Charity Dean with Santa Barbara County Public Health, thank you for updating us on the local Zika situation.
You're welcome.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.